It's time for Health Talk with Sheila White on FM Talk 106.5. Health Talk examines health issues that are important to you. Join the conversation with your questions and comments at 251-343-0106. Now your host, Sheila White.
Hello, guys. This is Sheila. Welcome to Health Talk with Sheila White. Welcome back. I must tell you, I will not be on live next week. We will be running a rebroadcast of the show. I also, tonight, you know, it's the holiday season. There's a lot of people in my life that I want to say thank you to. For one, my dad, who is the best dad in the world. I just want to say happy holidays and love you forever to him and my brothers, who are, when I was little, I wondered why they were here, but now they're the best thing ever in my life as well. I wanted to go over a couple things tonight because we want to end the year with, on a positive note, nothing negative. You know, a lot of times our shows deal with heavy topics. You know, people diagnosed with different ailments, diseases. But there is a way to live your best life, even if you're diagnosed with cancer or you're diagnosed with dementia. You still have life to live. And I want to remind everyone of that. And that's the reason why our experts come on the air. So we have talk with this season people who deal with sleep. Also, you know, people who deal with mental awareness, because your mental awareness plays into your health. A lot of people don't recognize that. If you're mentally stable and you're able to conquer your mental battles, it can sometimes improve your health. But tonight we have a couple of things going on. We're going to talk with, of course, my favorite author, Teresa Matthews, 13 Steps to the Cellar. She has honored us and is going to read us a passage of her book. Also, as you guys know, we are a caregiving and, well, basically nurses. We do skilled nursing from CNA to LPNs to RNs. And we do that every day. And we have a lot of people that we love that we can't mention. We want to send our thoughts out to all of our clients, their families, and just thank them for being with us for so long. We love them. That's why we show up every day for them. And if they knew how much they meant to us, they would, you know, I guess there's no way for them to know. But I just want to share our thoughts with them. I do have one of my caregivers on the line. She's one of our newer caregivers, one of my favorite caregivers, and she's a little paranoid about the radio radio today, but her name is Destiny, and I wanted to ask her this holiday season, basically, what does she find joy in caregiving? And are you there, Destiny?
Hey, I'm here.
Well, I'm sorry for putting you on the air. I know you were like, oh no, I don't want to go. Don't be scared. basically, you know, caregiving, a lot of people don't understand what we do day to day. And I just, you know, I met you recently. You became a part of the Nurse Tale Nurses at Home team. And you just have a really good heart. I just want to tell you that. But I wanted to say and ask you, like, just in general, what joy do you find in caregiving this holiday season?
Well, thanks for having me on your radio station first. also, I would like to say that I'm grateful to be a part of Nurse Tale. It's a great agency, and I appreciate the opportunity that you have given me.
Uh-huh.
Caregiving is more than just a job for me. So when I care for people, it's not just a paycheck. I really look after my clients or my patients, and it really brings me joy to just know that I did some good to somebody just to help them out.
Mm-hmm. Day to day, and because your clients depend on you, like they, you know, they come, you become a part of their family, don't you think?
Yes, mm-hmm. Ma'am.
And you go, you see them, you know, they talk about their kids, you watch them grow up, and it's not like you're just in and out. Because when I met you, you know, you weren't worried about, you know, pay or anything. You were like, this is my job, this is what I love to do, this is my passion in life. And, you know, and I just said, I just fell in love with you when I met you. You didn't know it, but but I just, you know, caregiving and you guys, caregivers, are just amazing people. And I don't know if you hear it enough, you allow people to live and live their best life, live independently at home. And I want to say thank you for all the services that you do for the clients and for being just a wonderful person.
Thank you so much.
Well, I will see you tomorrow on our road trip, but thank you for calling in. I appreciate you calling in and sharing that with me tonight, okay?
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, basically, a lot of people ask me in general, what is caregiving? And, you know, can I be a caregiver? Anyone that cares for their family, friends, are considered caregivers. You know, whether it's after a post-op, like a surgery, like a knee surgery, or if someone has been diagnosed with cerebral palsy. If you're the person that is taking care of that individual after they have had surgery, after they've been diagnosed, or if they're unable to take care of themselves, you are considered a caregiver. Caregivers are family and, you know, friends. Also, they are through us, like professional agencies, where we provide caregivers to you, nurses and nursing staff. But now, that's out of the way, because we get a lot of questions. What is nurse tail? What is nurses at home? And I wanted to kind of explain it. We have a passage that we're going to have read by the author of 13 Steps to the Cellar. You know, that's my favorite book. She's my favorite woman. I think she's awesome. And she wrote a book, 13 Steps to the Cellar. Her name is Teresa Matthews. She's located here right on the Gulf Coast. Are you there, Teresa?
Hi, Sheila. I'm here.
Hi, beautiful. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm great. I'm excited to be on your show.
Well, thank you
for having me.
For my gift. And it was just beautiful. Like, I just wanted to say it was, I mean, I was so surprised because sometimes we work, we don't get to go out, but I've been looking for a coffee mug and I really needed that mug, I'm telling you. Because I usually use, like, and I think, I don't know if my friend Marsha told you, I usually use like the styrofoam cups at the coffee machine, but that's going to save me so much time. Thank you very much.
Well, I am so glad you liked it. I appreciate all you've done for me.
Well, most importantly, the book. Thank you for the book, 13 Steps. So we're going to start. We may have to stop if we have a break coming up, but I know you're going to read a passage to our audience. But first and foremost, I'm going to give you the floor. Because I'm so grateful for you and what you contribute to women and with this book. We have a minute left in this segment before we go to break. So first, let's just let you do an intro about the book. And then when you come back, we're just going to start with the read.
Okay. Well, 13 Steps to the Cellar is a murder mystery. It's based here along the Gulf Coast, and it's also in Richmond, Maine. The main character, Callie, travels from her home here on the Gulf Coast to research the murder of her aunt, who was a prominent doctor in Richmond, Maine. She quickly discovers that the citizens of Richmond are not willing to talk about this 40-year-old murder.
Oh, wow.
So the scene that I'm going to read to you after the break, Callie is visiting the archives in Bath, Maine. So after dealing with a grumpy file clerk, she's looking through a box of evidence from her Aunt Laverne's murder trial. Her aunt was murdered many years before she was born, and when she decides to go to Maine, she finds out that things are not quite as she's always thought they were.
Sounds like a movie deal to me.
Be talking about bags of evidence is going to be in the
archive. They're bringing the music on us. The boss is bringing on the music. So we're going to come back to this when we return, but
okay.
I'm really excited. I'm really, really excited.
Thank you, Sheila.
You are listening to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. Health Talk is sponsored by NurseTel, online at nursetel.com. That's NURSETEL.com. Sheila White believes that we all can live our fullest life, regardless of the specific medical condition we face. Health Talk provides the resources that we all need to live our best life, independent and free.
We are talking with Teresa Matthews, author of 13 Steps of the Cellar, our own Gulf Coast gem. Hi, Teresa. Now, you were enticing us before the break. Let's finish.
Okay. Thanks, Sheila. Yeah, this is going to be a scene where Callie is looking through a box of evidence from her Aunt Laverne's murder trial. Her aunt was murdered 40 years prior to this, and she is looking through the box of evidence. So this is from 13 Steps to the Cellar, Chapter 5, Scene 1. Here it is. Took forever to find this one, the clerk complained, dropping the box on the tabletop. Without any further conversation, she walked to the end of the table, took a seat, and shuffled through some nearby papers. Feeling certain the clerk was watching, Callie carefully opened the box. Taking out the first item, she held a clear bag filled with multiple strands of hair, locks of hair, matching my own auburn color, she thought. Unexpectedly moved and with tears brimming in her eyes, Callie took a deep breath, placed the evidence aside, and continued removing the bags one at a time. Several weren't labeled and contained what appeared to be broken pieces of concrete. They're from the cellar floor, she thought. She picked up another bag that had a tiny hole in the corner. Sand trickled out. Setting it on the table, she remembered reading sand had been thrown on the cellar floor in the cover-up. Labeled wood fiber sample, Callie picked up the largest bag. Blotched with dark stains, the cut piece of heavy fabric filled the clear bag. Callie turned it over, studied the back, then flipped it to the front. She held it a while longer, even lifting it to her nose to smell. Keeping it at arm's length, she studied again. Then she shuddered. This is my Aunt Laverne's blood on this blanket, she thought. She hastily laid it aside. Inside the next bag, Callie felt an object wrapped in tissue. She used her fingers to massage the article into view. She took a gulping breath when she saw the simple gold band. Laverne's wedding band had been the focus of several newspaper headlines. One read, "Murder doctor threw her ring in jealous rage." Another read, "Esteemed detective finds ring under refrigerator in murder mansion on the hill." Studying the band, Callie had a fleeting desire she'd like to slip the ring on her finger. But glancing at the clerk, she didn't dare ask. Instead, she placed it on the table. A book was the last item wedged in the bottom of the box. Callie lifted it and used her finger to trace the gold lettering on the leather-bound hardcover. It read, "Appointment Book." Opening to the first page, she studied the neat, elegant penmanship. Beginning with January, she slid her finger down the page as she read each entry, envisioning her aunt entering every appointment. January 2nd, 8 a.m., had a patient's name. 8:30 a.m., another patient. The list continued with every time slot filled. Laverne's day began at 8 a.m. and ended at 6 p.m. Callie studied the entries for January, February, and she was beginning March when her eyes widened. On March the 6th, in the 7 o'clock time slot, was written in her aunt's neat cursive, "Meet Vernon at Portland Airport." Callie leaned closer to be certain she was reading it correctly. No question, the name is Vernon. She stood, closed the book, and placed it in the box. She put everything back as she found it, thanked the clerk, and hurried out of the building. As she reached the car, she leaned against the door and took a deep, cleansing breath. The name Vernon drummed in her head. Surely this is a mistake. Vernon is my father, and he always said he had never been to Maine. So that's it, Sheila, for that.
Oh, wow. I was still waiting
to find out more things about her family that she is really shocked about.
Wow. I was like pausing. I was waiting because it was so good. Oh, my God. So I don't want to ask you. You probably can't tell me. But there was like Vernon was her dad. And it sounds amazing.
Don't give it away, Sheila.
Vernon was her dad. She thought he had never been to Maine. And then when she finds this appointment book, she finds out She has been to Maine, and now she has to find out why.
Wow, that's amazing. This sounds incredible. Like, congratulations on that. But
thank you, Sheila. You've been part of my success and helping me have lots of sales. I appreciate that.
Well, one of the things I wanted to ask you is, where can I get your book? I already have it, but where, if I didn't have it, where could I get it?
It's available on Amazon. It's available on Nook and Kobo and Smashwords. Now it's available only as an ebook. Hopefully in 2020 it will come out in a paperback. But you can buy it also as a gift option. So for all of you out there looking for a gift for readers, you can go on Amazon on 13 Steps to the Seller. It's the number 13, not the letters. The number 13, Steps to the Seller. And there's a gift option, and you can buy it, and you will be emailed a link to the book that you can give out in Christmas stocking.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. And the title again is 13
Steps to the Seller.
Awesome.
And it's on Amazon, Nook, Kobo, and Smashwords.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that with us. It was amazing. We enjoyed that here. I mean, I was really, I mean, it was breathtaking. I actually, you had to tell me you were through.
Oh, thank you, Sheila. Thank you so much. And Merry Christmas to you and to all your listeners.
Oh, you too. Thank you. And you have a nice evening, Teresa.
Thank you.
I'm going to go on Amazon and type in 13 Steps to the Seller.
13 Steps to the Seller. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, that was one of our gifts on the Gulf Coast, Miss Teresa Matthews. And I love 13 Steps to the Seller. And I'm so grateful to her for sharing that with us. But now we have a special guest that's going to talk with us about tips on setting your intentions for 2020 while surviving the holiday season. It's Denise Levy. I wish I got that right, because basically Denise specializes in the art and science of getting you out of your own way. So something that I need to learn to do, get out of my own way, and brings a lot of growth. She's a graduate from the University of West Florida. She has a degree in social work and is a relationship expert. She is a certified life coach and professional matchmaker. So again, she is a relationship expert, certified life coach, and professional matchmaker. What I like about Denise, and just so you guys know why I brought her on again, she has the perfect combination of education, professionalism, and personal experience. What I like most is she offers coaching. So whether you need help with matchmaking, or basically positivity, cognitive behavioral techniques, which, like I said earlier, that affects your health. You need someone like her to kind of educate you on when you're struggling with issues. But I want to also say that Denise is a proud member of the National Association of Social Workers, and she also serves as the vice president on the board of directors for the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Are you there, Denise?
I am. Thank you for having me again, Sheila.
No, I'm honored to have you again. And I wanted, you know, I called you today and you stopped and said, okay, I'll help you, because I wanted to kind of do a show, because this is my last show of the year, where we do exactly what you tell us, basically tips for setting intentions for 2020. So we have 2 minutes before the break. So I don't know how you want to get started, but I'm going to kind of listen to you and let you guide us tonight.
Okay. Well, Sheila, one of the things that comes up in the holiday season towards the end of the year is typically New Year's resolutions. And I'm sure we've all had experiences with setting New Year's resolutions. And one of the things that I find useful when I'm working with clients in goal setting is to work more on setting their intentions for the following year. Not so much New Year's resolutions, but their intentions on how they want to live their life. Mm-hmm. And so some of the things we're going to talk about today are going to be about setting the intentions And also will give us a little bit more strength in surviving the holiday season.
Okay, we have 1 minute before break. I wanted to ask you, can you tell us how to reach you? And you said you had a class before we get started, and then we'll also give you guys that information at the end as well.
Absolutely. I can be reached by phone at 850-684-5393. Or if you would like to schedule an appointment with me, you can visit my website, which is www.deniselevybsw.com.
Got it. And you said you had a class that's available to us.
I do, actually. What I did for your listeners today, Sheila, is I went ahead and discounted the life planning and goal setting e-course that I offer.
Awesome.
And so if life planning and goal setting is part of your tradition for New Year's, then you can use discount code GOAL to receive that e-course at 50% off.
Got it. We'll go into more of that as well when we come back from the break. And I am honored to have you with me tonight. We'll be back shortly, guys.
You are listening to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. Health Talk is sponsored by NurseTel, online at nursetel.com. That's NURSETEL.com. Sheila White believes that we all can live our fullest life, regardless of the specific medical condition we face. Health Talk provides the resources that we all need to live our best life, independent and free.
Welcome back, my friends. We're talking tonight with Denise Levy. She is the, she's an expert at pretty much everything. Wouldn't you say, Denise? Are you there, Denise?
I sure am, Sheila.
Yeah, I see you're pretty much expert at everything. Wouldn't you say, like, everything? Life coaching.
expert at everything. You're making it more than it is, Sheila.
Well, she basically is going to give us tonight tips for setting our intentions for 2020. And you were saying before the break that intentions were different than setting, you know, like your New Year's resolutions.
Absolutely. When you think about what your plans are for the upcoming year, we tend to gear more towards New Year's resolutions. And so when I work with clients, I try to get them to open up their eyes a little bit and work with their intentions, meaning the way that they want to live their life for the following year.
Got it. Well, like I said, I'm going to listen to you and we're going to talk, but you're going to lead the way tonight because I read what you sent to me, and I think it's great for our audience to hear it.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, we are in, of course, the season of giving. And one of the intentions that I have set as more of a tradition in our family is the idea of experiences versus gifts. And so if you're still in the hustle and bustle of finding that perfect last-minute gift for your significant other, your best friend, maybe your parents or children, consider giving an experience gift. And what I mean by that is you want to skip the warm, fuzzy slippers, skip the bottle of perfume, the new wallet, and perhaps just grab 2 tickets to the aquarium or season passes to the local water park, tickets to a play, maybe even a comedy show or a weekend getaway.
Wow.
And the idea is to come up with gifts that will create memories, not necessarily collect dust. Does that make sense, Sheila?
It does. Pictures, photos, you look at the year, you like the book, the photo book, after 10 years you see this Christmas a whole new way. Those slippers will fade away, but
exactly.
That experience, that is incredible. I love that.
And then the second part of this is to really focus on the things in life that are important. And one of the things that we sometimes have an issue with the holidays and being around family, is to be able to practice forgiveness. And what I mean by that is that forgiveness is really freedom. Most people will define forgiveness through forgiving another person and their behaviors. But there's so much more to forgiveness, and in order to find that inner peace and have the ability to love, you want to learn how to practice forgiveness with both yourself and others. Mm-hmm. And with forgiveness, it allows you to become less of a victim and to open up your heart more so to love instead of anger and fear.
How do you get to that level of forgiveness? That's the thing. Like, is it just you just have to wake up and say, I'm just going to forgive?
Exactly. And again, it's about forgiving not only others, but yourself as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which leads to my next intention, and that is to practice self-care. And I know you're real big on self-care, Sheila, with what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So practicing self-care means that you nourish yourself daily with healthy activities, with exercise, healthy sleeping habits, proper nutrition, healthy social interactions with lots of fun and adventure and relaxation. And, you know, if I think about self-care, and, of course, the very first thing that comes to my mind is always the flight attendant telling us to put the mask on ourselves first. If we don't take care of ourselves, we can't take care of others.
Absolutely.
And so that's why self-care is very high up on my list of intentions.
Yes, that's brilliant.
And then, of course, moving from self-care, we want to take a long look at unconditional self-love. And practicing unconditional self-love simply means that you love yourself unconditionally despite your mistakes and imperfections. So when you love yourself, you're actually not being mean to yourself. You're not beating yourself up. You're taking care of yourself, and you're working to tame your inner critic's negative self-talk. You know, we all have that little voice in our head that holds us back sometimes. And when we practice the unconditional self-love, that negative self-talk in the inner critic tends to quiet out a little bit.
It's like accept the mistake you made and move on, apologize and move on, or what is that?
Well, you know, the accepting yourself for your mistakes and imperfections is part of accepting yourself for who you are. It's part of forgiving yourself. You know, this is all important stuff when you want to set yourself up for having a fantastic year.
Absolutely, I agree. Because you can hold, if you don't forgive yourself and love yourself, you can hold on to things that will prevent you from taking opportunities, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's another thing that was on my list, which is committing to taking action. You know, I'm sure you've been around people who talk about their fantastic ideas and they want to tell you all about their plans, but they never get busy doing it.
Absolutely.
And so committing to action is so very important because you don't just talk about it, you actually do it. Instead of just sitting back and reading a book or learning and consuming information all of the time, you want to balance that with taking action. You know, you get to know what you want in your life, and the only way that you can get there is by taking action steps.
Well, I like these statements, like what you're stating, what you're telling me. Like, it really gives me, like, it motivates me, makes me feel better just listening to you. So if I was to, but my question for you, because I probably will sign up for your course. If I signed up for your e-course, how do I do that? And what exactly is that experience like?
With the e-course that I mentioned earlier is for life planning and goal setting. Mm-hmm. And basically, you would go through the course. You can either listen to it or read it. And it goes through a lot of things that will allow you, tips, tricks, and techniques that will allow you to set goals that are realistic and achievable. And so a lot of times we come to the table on New Year's and we say, okay, I'm going to lose, you know, 20 pounds in the next 2 months. And how realistic is that goal?
It's not.
You know, so you really, the course itself, it helps you to break down your goals into smaller goals that are easily achieved. It helps you to recognize the important things in life and the things that aren't so urgent. And it really gives you kind of a guideline to what you want to do and how to get there. It's a step-by-step process.
And I sign up for it where?
At www.denisevlevybsw.com.
Okay, and what is the course called on your website when I go there?
I'm sorry, what's that?
On your website, when I go to your website, what is the course called?
It is called Life Planning and Goal Setting.
Okay. And then once I sign up, when do classes start?
It is at your leisure. So essentially, you'll work through the e-course at your own speed. And I recommend doing maybe one or two sections a day and trying to digest the information and then pick up the next day with another section. And then at the end of the e-course, you'll have a chance to schedule a 30-minute one-on-one session with me where we can review all of your answers and your goals.
Oh, okay. So it is, we do connect with you at the end of the course, basically.
Absolutely.
Got it, got it. And then at that point, do you tell us, is there anything additional that we need or any additional assistance that we need? Or
Usually at that point, Sheila, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the progress you made in the course, the goals that you're going to be setting. And then, of course, if there's other areas in your life where you need a little bit of enhancement, then we can discuss different opportunities and coaching programs that can lead you down that path.
I see. And I just wanted to ask, because I know you have a list of things you're going to talk about with us tonight, but I wanted to make sure that, like, after the course, that I knew, after this show, I knew how to go and sign up for your course and what that entailed. But I think you were on our setting boundaries on our list.
Right. Going back to setting boundaries. And that's a very, very important one, especially this time of year, because, you know, people are always asking us to do a little bit more, to show up at more places, to be more involved. And, you know, this is part of self-care, is setting boundaries. Mm-hmm. And so by setting boundaries, it helps us to identify what is and what isn't good for us. And it helps us to gain that clarity that you need to really understand, you know, what it is that you will and will not accept in your life. So setting boundaries allows us to live intentionally with purpose and design.
I understand. It's just hard sometimes to set those boundaries. But for me, it's been pretty hard because I have a lot of people pulling me a lot of different ways. But I guess that's where the self love comes in at as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then
the other part to this too, Sheila, is to try and find that emotional balance. And finding a healthy emotional balance, it really allows you to take responsibility for your emotions and experience both the negative and positive emotions in more of a healthy manner. So mastering your emotions means that you don't avoid, resist, or react to your emotions. You actually get to experience them. And so when you learn the emotional balance, you become aware and you accept that life is full of both positive and negative emotions. And part of being human means accepting the full spectrum of emotions without attempting to be what I call the fake happy all of the time. Mm-hmm.
And that would be like a lot of men accepting all of their emotions. I know we have like 60 seconds left but for the next segment. But that's something I think men have a hard time with, from what I've understood from other therapists and counselors.
You know, traditionally, women are a little bit more in touch with their emotions, but you would be surprised at how many men have really taken responsibility for their own emotional balance, and it's a wonderful skill to have.
It is. And Denise, what is your telephone number? I have like 20 seconds left before the next segment. But
sure. To reach me by phone, the direct line is area code 850-684-5393.
And basically, if I needed your help to set my intentions for 2020, are you available to do something like that?
Absolutely. You can always schedule a clarity call on my website, which is a 15-minute call with me to get you pointed in the right direction.
Awesome. I just wanted to let the audience know that that is an option with Denise. Thank you for listening. We'll see you after the break. Thank you.
You are listening to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. Health Talk is sponsored by NurseTel, online at nursetel.com. That's NURSETEL.com. Sheila White believes that we all can live our fullest life, regardless of the specific medical condition we face. Health Talk provides the resources that we all need to live our best life, independent and free.
Hello, guys. Thanks for coming back with us and our special guest, Miss Denise Levy. She is one of my favorite guests because her knowledge is just so intense, and we could talk for hours, but we have, I guess, 9 minutes left tonight to talk. But good news is that she's agreed to come and do a variety of shows with me throughout 2020. That was one of my intentions when I spoke with her earlier today, which came true. Thank you for that, Denise.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it, Sheila. I've got some great topics we can talk about after the show, too.
Yes, of course. And so I wanted to let you finish and give as much as you can within our next 9 minutes. We do have a caller that's on the line. I think she has. We're going to bring her on shortly. But I want to get started again because what you have is absolutely brilliant, what you've said so far. And I'm really...
Oh, good. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I am. Absolutely am. I think you're just amazing.
Well, the other thing that I like to talk about with my clients when we talk about setting our intentions is one that is typically overlooked, and that's called contribution and giving back. And contribution is one of the six human needs, and it's often the one that's neglected. So I'm sure you've probably spent some time doing some volunteer work, Sheila, and if you're anything like me, you know that it really gives you just a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling. And so if you've ever volunteered your time or helped contribute to society in any manner, then you understand how helping others helps you to feel good. Mm-hmm. So you want to find a way to give back that actually ignites your personal passion. So while you're busy giving, you actually become overwhelmed with feelings of goodness and joy. And this doesn't mean that you have to go build homes in some third world country. Simply find something that you believe in and help make a difference while feeding your confidence and self-worth.
You say something here about clutter. What do you mean about the clutter?
Clearing the clutter is such a good thing to do at the end of the year. And when I talk about clearing the clutter, I'm talking about both space and your mind. External clutter in our lives can add to internal clutter and stress in our heads. And it may seem tedious to spend time weeding out household clutter, but it can actually be a cleansing process that purges mental clutter and frees us up to move on. So clearing clutter actually allows us to free up space, time, and emotional baggage. So if you're holding on to some little trinket from a previous relationship and it's just been sitting on a shelf for years, get rid of it. It's time to clear that clutter and move on and make way for new things in the new year.
I love that. You actually have a caller on the line. Are you here, caller?
I'm here. Hi, Denise, but I love my clutter. I'm having a hard time letting go of it, and it's like I just have random clutters. Like, I have 3 film cameras that are just, I don't know what to do with, and framed pictures and unread books and old CDs and tapes and just things that my kids made when they were in school. Should I get rid of it or just maybe organize it a little better and hide it?
I think from what I could hear, and I apologize that the volume's kind of low calling in on the telephone, but I think what I'm hearing the caller say is she's asking about how to clear the important clutter, the memories, the important things, correct?
Right, that's right.
Okay. One of the things that I recommend if you're having a hard time parting with things like that is not to necessarily get rid of them, but box them up. Put them away. Hold on to those memories. Just do so in your attic. You know, you want to make room to create new memories, to create you know, new little trinkets that will remind you of the things that are going on in your life currently. You know, memories are a wonderful thing, and it's wonderful to have things to remember situations and people by. But we also need to make room for new life experiences, and that's where clearing the clutter comes in.
I love that. Absolutely do. Thank you so
much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. That was brilliant, because you do have a lot of clutter. But what to summarize, because we have, I guess, how many minutes do we have? Like 5 minutes left?
Three
minutes left. To summarize, Denise, what would you say in summary? And then also please include how we reach you tomorrow.
Sure. You know, I always like to end with telling people to be giving. And what I mean by that is to give the gift of listening, the gift of forgiveness, the gift of appreciation and acceptance. The only thing that we have control over in this world is ourselves, our thoughts and our actions. We know that we can't change others. We can only work on ourselves. So instead of reacting to your cousin making that same not-so-funny joke again at Christmas Eve, give them lots of laughter. Instead of being resentful that your sister's not helping clear the dishes, show your appreciation by helping anyway. Mm-hmm. Instead of shutting down your aunt that goes on and on about how successful your cousins are, listen and nod appreciatively. Mm-hmm. This isn't about changing who you are. It's about giving your family the wonderful gift of your attention and acceptance and seeing what happens. Because ultimately, the greatest gift you can give someone is your undivided attention.
Absolutely.
And of course, Sheila, like I mentioned earlier, I am offering the holiday discount on the Life Planning and Goal Setting e-course for 50% off. All you need to do is use discount code GOAL, G-O-A-L, at checkout to receive your 50% discount. And additionally, if you'd like to learn more about mental wellness and life enhancement coaching, I do offer a free 15-minute clarity call to help get you pointed in the right direction. And you can actually schedule that directly on my website, which is www.DeniseLevyBSW, and that's for Bachelor's in Social Work, .com.
Okay, that's B like Bachelor, S like Sam, W like Work. So BSW for Bachelor's in Social Work. They can call you for one-on-one consultation at what number?
850-684-5393.
I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight, and I want to thank Denise Levy. She is an expert, and thank you for your time tonight, Denise. I really appreciate it. And
it was my pleasure, Sheila.
But we'll be back with each other all throughout the year next year, so thank you for that. And okay, guys, I want you to know we're not going to be on next week. We're going to be, of course, celebrating the holidays with our families. And I want to wish you all a happy holiday, Merry Christmas. And if you do need to reach me, you want information on our dementia family support group, or any caregiving or services or nurse services, you can call me at 251-264-3009. But I want to make sure that you all have a happy holiday and Merry Christmas to everyone. Thanks for listening.